cash buyer wants to see my contract. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about double closing in real estate wholesaling. Have a question as part of the Q. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about cash buyer wants to see my contract. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about double closing in real estate wholesaling. Have a question as part of the Q&A series here. We have a question that came in, and if you have any questions, you can feel free to email us, or you can drop it in the comment box below. That's fine. The question goes, if my buyer asks me to send him contract between me and seller to make sure we aren't agreeing to any unknown additional terms, should I send? That is a fantastic question. I mean, you hear all kind of stuff in this game. That's okay. It really depends. The answer to this question really depends. And it depends on your relationship with the said buyer. Okay. Here's what I'll tell you. Okay. If you don't know this person and they reached out to you due to a property that you have on your inventory as a wholesaler, what they should be doing is put an offer in. That offer will be accepted within 24 hours. They need to put down $3,000 to $5,000 earnest money deposit. Okay, and if they can't do that, that's red flag. Okay, it needs to be non-refundable. Okay, if they can't do that, that's red flag. Okay, they should be aware that they're buying a discounted property. Okay, we're talking about 25-30% discount from what the property is actually worth, and that's after that deducting how much it's going to cost to bring the house up to speed to repair. Okay, so anywhere from 15-35% of what we call the wholesale adjustable rate, right? That needs to be multiplied with the market value to create the adjusted wholesale value. So they're buying it at adjusted wholesale value, right? They understand that, right? Minus the repair estimate. And so because of that, they have to be willing to bargain extra type of, you know, a little bit restricted rule, meaning they have to be willing to come up with $3,000 to $5,000 earnest money deposit. They have to sign an offer on a contract and send that in to you. You get to decide if the contract is good or not. Okay, they're buying an interest in the contract that you've already secured. Let's say they insist and you really, really feel, because I know many of you will argue with me and say, hey, what if you just never know. Well, hey, if you never know, send them a blank form of the contract you signed. Okay, send them a blank form of, hey, here's the contract that we had signed, but you should be open with them. Just be open to them and say, hey, but I'm not willing to reveal how much we have it under contract for. We can do that in the future once we have a relationship, you know. And they should understand. If they don't understand that and they look at you and say, all these wholesalers are just arrogant these days, if they do that, do you really want to do business with that kind of person? They are probably going to get to the closing and then try to renegotiate your price and how much you're making. Okay, it's probably a greedy person that doesn't understand that a wholesaler is a valuable part of an investment or real estate investing in general, right? So do you want to deal with that kind of person? You know, for me personally, I've come across a lot of people in this business and all across the different places I've done business around the nation. And there's always somebody who is a little greedy, somebody who is always trying to pull your string and see if they can extract more out of you. There are many of them out there. They will extract much more than what the contract says. There's contracts to back these things up for a reason, but they're always trying to see if they can pull your leg. Or to find ways to take advantage of you. Who knows why? Bottom line is that don't let people take advantage of you. That's the key thing I want to say here. Don't allow cash buyers, aka buyers, many of them that will never do deals with you anyway, don't allow them to take advantage of you. Be nice, be structured, know exactly what you're talking about, and use your heart. It's okay to use your heart. These things make sense from speaking from the heart, you know. Why would somebody want to see the contract? They told you, they said they want to see the terms. Okay, the terms are on a blank contract. Send it to them. This is the same exact contract we got signed. If they say, I need to see how much you're making, then you got a problem, right? They're not going to say that. But some of them are probably trying to see how much you're making, okay? Now, if you're JVing with them to dispose the property, that's a different ball game, okay? If you're doing a joint venture to do disposition on the property, meaning you want to sell the contract, right? Then, obviously, they're trying to split profits with you. Obviously, you guys should disclose to each other how much you guys are going to make, what you agree to, okay? If they're bringing a buyer to you, they don't have to see how much you're going to make either. There's a difference between bringing a buyer to you, they just market your property, they bring a buyer to you. But if you bring a contract to the table and where I'm going to bring a buyer, right? You bring a contract, meaning you already have the motivated seller locked in the contract, and I'm bringing a buyer, you know, it depends on how we're doing it. Are we doing it in a JV form, as a joint venture? Am I your mentor and we're working together on this? Then clearly we're making 50-50, okay? And you will be open to making 50-50 because you're trying to learn through the process yourself. It makes sense, right? But you already know what you're doing, hopefully, and a person is asking you for your contract, they may take advantage of you if they're not your mentor, if they're not working, if they don't have interest in your success, right? Which is the difference between a mentor and some randoms, right? If they don't have interest, then no, they don't need to sell what you're making. So, case in point, this person is a buyer. They don't have your interest at heart. Of course not. They have their own interest. They're trying to buy. They want to see the terms. Send them the term. They're not buying into any terms. No, there's no terms they're buying into. It's as is. The contract, the property they're purchasing is as is. And they have to put down earnest money deposit, non-refundable. If they back out, they forfeit the deposit, right? If they back out, they should be okay with that because of the discount that you're locked in, that you're bringing to the table. If they're not okay with it, you're talking to too low amount of people. You need to continue to market so you can fill your pipeline. So if somebody is saying something that doesn't fit how it works, how it just makes sense from a value to value standpoint, then you switch to the next person because there's always somebody else in your pipeline waiting. You don't have time if you're marketing. You don't have time to waste on people that will try to waste your time. That's why I say learn marketing. You need to learn marketing. So speaking of learning marketing, you can start with these books are free. It's called smartrealestatewholesaling.com. you can find it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and I have a second free book. This is my newest book I'm giving to you for free, real estate money secrets. You go download it for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. give it a thumbs up if this makes sense to you, if you got some value from this. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.